What's good? What's good? I am finally back. It's been a while. I've been slacking on my Promo Palace LLC vlogs, but we're going to start ramping them up 2 to 3 a week. And of course, my name is Paul Pickett. I'm the owner of Promo Palace LLC, also known as PromoPalace.biz, an online market promotion company. I've been doing this for about 12 to 13 years now, promoting musicians, and pretty much started on the MySpace days. Shouts out to MySpace. MySpace, man, was the game changer. Today, I'm going to get into Spotify's royalty payout changes. Excuse me. And, you know, we get into the details of the changes and who those changes are really going to affect the most. And whatnot. But before we do that, I want to give you a word from Promo Palace LLC.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. Right now, we're doing a buy one, get one free for the whole month of December. For any of the 30-day streaming promos, no coupon code is needed. Just order the 30-day streaming promo and add two links if you're ordering one 30-day streaming promo. If you're ordering two 30-day streaming promos, then add four links and so on. Let's get into it. Spotify's royalty changes. Well, this is going to be an interesting one. So Spotify basically is making some changes that will implement at the top of the year. They're going to require 1,000 songs to be streamed on every single song for 365-day period in order for those songs to be monetized. So until you reach, like right now on Spotify, as soon as you get 300 streams, they're going to pay out. But that's about to change. You know, and 1,000 plays doesn't seem like a lot. It does, and it's not. It's not really a lot to get in 365 days. But this is the problem that you're going to run into for a lot of artists, especially probably a lot of unsigned and up and coming artists. Is they got too much music and too many songs out there to work every single song. You know, when all these mainstream artists like NBA YoungBoy started dropping a song every week, that typically only works when you got a ton of fan base. It doesn't work all the time like it did for a cat like Russ. Russ dropped the song every week, but Russ dropped a high quality song every week until he built fan base. You know, you got unsigned artists out here that have no fan base whatsoever dropping albums. Like, that's crazy. Because, you know, it's like when I did the video on Paul Pickett podcast, you know, talking about the music videos that, you know, a lot of people, they get offense to that. They take offense, you know, and I had to explain to somebody the other day why the music video is dead. What platform dictates the music video right now? Well, that's YouTube. YouTube dictates the music video. And music videos get lost in the algorithms of YouTube. Because YouTube is about, and I know I'm getting a little off track, and I'm going to get back off track. I'm going to get back on track, you know, back to the Spotify. But YouTube is about three things: titles, thumbnails, and tags. Well, let's think about it. What's the three things that artists are totally irrelevant with on when it comes to YouTube. It's their titles, their thumbnails, and their tags. I've never seen an artist with a music video have a professionally made thumbnail made up. They just go with the screenshot of the music video itself. That's not the way to go. Then if you're an unsigned artist, unknown artist, you're titling the song with your artist name, which triggers zero freaking algorithms. That many algorithms, zero algorithms, because if you don't got fan base or you're not trending, you're not triggering no algorithms with that name. Your song title is not triggering no algorithms, you know. Then your tags, y'all use broad like tags like hip-hop music, rapper, rock music. Use the high competition tags that you're never going to trigger algorithms on instead of lower competition tags or medium competition tags. You know, because unless you got massive fan base and a massive marketing budget, competing with high competitor keywords will never work for you. So, yeah. So artists, the whole point of this about the music video, why it's being dead, is they get lost in the algorithms. And that's why you don't spend a shit ton of money on a music video before the song becomes big. You know, shouts out to Wendy Day, and she'll tell you, like, they'll work maybe five songs at a time. The most they're spending in a music video is $500. They'll run $200 worth of ads on five songs. That's $1,000 worth of ads. And the two songs that tend to do better with the ads tend to get more money put into the ads. And if one of those songs tends to pop off, then you go and you do a big music video. So let's go back to the Spotify. Well, why am I saying that? Because if you're an artist with no fan base, then why the hell are you dropping an album? If you got this amount of fan base willing to buy an album, why are you dropping an album? Why are you dropping an album? Albums should be only designed and reserved for artists with actual loyal fan base, fanatic base, fans that will go buy merch, go buy tickets to your show, that will, buy digital downloads, buy albums. So you got all these unsigned artists that be out here copying mainstream artists. You can't, that's the thing. You can't copy everything a mainstream artist does if you're not a mainstream artist. So if you're not, if you don't got NBA Youngboy fan base, it don't make sense for you to drop a music video every single week with a song. And now Russ didn't drop a music video. Just to go back onto the Russ thing, he didn't drop a music video for every song, I don't think. I think he just dropped a song every week, and he put out high quality songs at that, for a specific fan base at that, you know. So a lot of these unsigned artists, they've been trying to pump out music like they're mainstream artists with no fan base. Like, we've been telling you to pump out content. We didn't mean make a shit ton of songs and release them like NBA Youngboy. We meant pump out all the content that's non-music. Or just the content that's you writing to the beats, or you recording the song in the studio, or the behind the scenes, or you going to eat wherever you eat, or you riding in a car, which is saying whatever you want to say, whatever. The TikToks where you lip syncing your own music, or lip syncing other content, or whatever. When we say make a shit ton of content, we don't mean make a shit ton of music and put it out when you have no freaking fans. What we mean is make all the other content besides just making songs and music videos. Get in, lip sync your songs on TikTok. Get in, do whatever you do that's your niche for creating content, whether it's get on air and just your words for the day, a shit talk, or ride in a car and smoke, or whatever it may be. Just create content. Because guess what? You know what's better than, you know what's worse than bad content and terrible content? No content. No content is worse than bad content and terrible content. Terrible content and bad content is actually better than no content, you know? So, yeah. And not putting out no content, well, that's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. And any content, and let me say this. Let me say this. Any content is better than no content. Any content is better than no content. So find your niche besides just making music and making music videos and pump out that content. You know, like whether it's like I seen a guy on TikTok where he goes live and he plays old school hip hop music, had only 2,000 TikTok followers, but had over 10,000 likes on his live and had way more than 2,000 people viewing in live. I could get easily 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people viewing it on a live if I'm just playing music, you know, just drinking some Dizzle and whatnot. I mean, and that's part of the content creating, you know, because content is just a form of entertainment and going live is a form of entertainment. Well, and that's the thing, man. You dudes out here just making music and making music videos and you're not creating a shit ton of other content, and that's not going to work. Where's your shorts? Where's your reels? Where's your TikTok post? So it should be YouTube shorts, TikTok posts, Instagram reels, Facebook reels. That's the four standards. That's the four pillars of social media content right now. The four pillars. TikTok, number one. YouTube shorts, number two. Instagram reels and Facebook reels, three and four. That's the four pillars of social media content. So back to the Spotify royalties. Like, all y'all artists been copying all the mainstream, making a shit ton of music and pumping it out like your mainstream artists with a big mainstream fan base. And now when Spotify implements this new payout system in, you're going to have to get 1,000 songs on every single song in your catalog. That goes for me too. I got probably, let me figure this out. No, I'm turning back about 15, 20. Man, I got well over 100 something songs released. Maybe 100 something, 150 songs released. I'm not getting plays on every single song every single day because my fan base is not that big. And most unsigned artists and up and coming artists' fan base is not that big that they're getting plays on every single song every single day. So this is where it's going to get tricky. So let's take me, for example. Let's take the Paul Masson catalog. Well, songs that are not getting 1,000 plays within 365 days will be demonetized. Let's think about that for a second. Demonetized. That means you can't make money off of your music on the streaming platform until you reach a certain minimal threshold. Well, how is that going to fare with old school hip hop artists as well? Do all old school hip hop artists, are they literally getting plays on all their songs all throughout the year? No. They're going to have music get demonetized. And then now, what if you're an artist and you drop your album, which only gets 900 plays per song, which basically will validate what I said about you shouldn't have been dropping an album in the first freaking place if you don't have enough fans to get over those thresholds. So you drop the album, you got 10 songs. We got 10 songs in the album. We get 900 plays per song, or 900 something. Well, that album hasn't even been monetized yet. The album has not even reached a point of monetization yet. So what is an artist going to have to do? What are they going to do when they're just stuck at 900 something plays on all the songs? They're losing out. It's not a lot of royalties. It's only like 30. What is that? Like four times nine. It's only 30 something bucks of royalties. Okay. $36 of royalties. I mean, okay. But me knowing artists, like anybody who makes music, That even if they got no fans, everybody who makes music thinks they should get paid for the music. They think they should get paid for their quote unquote art. And I'm more like Vince Staples with it. Like, it can't be art if we paying $1.25 for it. And there's so many copies of it. It's not art. Art is exclusive. That's what people fail to realize about real art. It's just real art. It's more exclusive. It's more exclusivity to it. And that's the thing. There's no exclusivity to the streaming platforms. Every streaming platform has all the same music on it. And they all charge in different prices. That's no good. That's no good. And the music is free for anyways. I got free Spotify accounts. I got premium ones, but I got free Spotify accounts too. I could get on there and stream all your music for free. That's not art. It's not art if it's free. We're in the entertainment business, people. We're not in the art business. We're in the entertainment business. Let's pump the brakes. Rest in peace to the great Wally Roker, father of Chris Roker, good friend and mentor, who always stressed and said, we're in the entertainment business. We're not in the art business. So now you got 900-something plays on a 10-track album, and your album is not monetized at all. What are you going to do? A lot of people are going to get desperate, and they're going to go buy plays. They're going to go buy plays, or they're going to go pay to get played, put on a playlist. But then you got to pay to every single song to get put on the playlist, because playlisters don't cut deals for albums. They charge per song and guaranteed placements. You never know if there's using bots or not until you get into the back end and really study and see what's going on. Is there any repeat listeners? Are you getting any saves? Well, you ain't from it. Is every play is only 30-second plays through the playlist? Is any of these plays longer than 30 seconds? Are there any repeat plays, repeat listeners, anything of that nature? Because if it's just one for one, you got like 2,000 plays and 2,000 listeners and 2,000 plays, spots. I don't care if you got a terrible song. Somebody's going to replay it at least once or twice again. So people are going to get desperate when their music is just right there at a point of monetization threshold, and it just ain't reaching that point. They'll get desperate. They'll still buy bot plays. They'll buy even more bot plays to get over the hump of the threshold, because nobody wants their music demonetized. I repeat, nobody wants their music demonetized. And then what's crazy about it is, okay, so your music is demonetized. The royalties are still, there's still royalties there. Well, where do they go? Where do they go? Let me sip on this one for a second. They're going to go into this pool, this billion-dollar pool, and they're going to whack that money up across the board and give it to the artists that they, quote-unquote, deem legit artists. Because the other artists that are not meeting the threshold, you know what they're going to call you? You know what they're going to call you if you don't meet the threshold? You're going to be a hobby artist. You're considered a hobby artist if you don't meet the 1,000 plays per 365 that runs on every single song in your catalog. 1,000 plays, 365 days on every single song in your catalog. You will be considered a hobby artist. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what Spotify is saying. And Deezer is saying this too. If you don't meet the thresholds, we're calling you hobby artists. And I've always said, you know, as a music promoter, I've always said I got to question where the borderline of what a hobby artist is and a non-hobby artist is based on how much money you're spending on marketing promotions. If you're spending zero money on marketed promotions and you're not really pumping out, see, this is the thing. If you're not going to spend money on marketing promotions, then you got to pump out a shit ton of content. And if you're doing neither one of those, I got to say you're a hobby artist. You're a hobby artist, man. You're doing this for a hobby. You're doing this because you think it's cool. I mean, you got people putting down. You know, even though I don't agree on working FM radio anymore, I don't agree on me. I'm going to tell you, do YouTube and TikTok first and foremost, and then Facebook and Instagram. YouTube, TikTok, Instagram influencers and Facebook ads. You know, that's what I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you to do Spotify first and foremost. Spotify is at the bottom of the list of what I'm going to tell you to do. You know, it's at the very bottom of the list. So I'm going to give you the honest truth, the honest opinion. But, you know, artists, they don't know how to market and promote. Most artists don't know how to market and promote. They just follow on trends. They're like, oh, well, you know, I can get paid on Spotify. That's cool. But guess what? You can't build fan base on Spotify because Spotify doesn't allow people to comment on songs. They don't allow people to comment and engage with songs. That is the number one social media engagement. Even if you're getting a shit ton of hate, that's the number one social media engagement. There's nothing that going viral without a shit ton of people commenting and resharing it. Likes ain't doing it. Views ain't doing it, you know? So, yeah, man, they're going to demonetize people's music. Then they're going to call you a hobby artist. And I already say, if you're not spending a certain money on market promotions, and if you're not spending it every single month, you're not advertising every, if you're not running at least a dollar a day, man, if you're not running the minimal a dollar a day, I have to question everything about you when it comes to you making music. I got to question everything about you, how serious you are. I got to label you as a hobby artist. If you're not spending at least a dollar a day on ads, or you're not spending money every single month on like influencers or something. Now, influencers can get expensive. So everybody can't afford to spend money on influencers every single day. But if you're paying some big, you know, like million follower influencers every single month, I mean, that alone can get you a lot of traction every single day if you're paying the right influencers. My last TikTok campaign we're working right now that we still got going has got over 100,000 something plays, you know, within a week. So I could pay 5 influencers throughout the week and get a ton of traffic throughout the week on the song, likes, comments, reshares, views, all that good stuff that makes it go viral. So yeah, so Spotify is going to demonetize your music if you don't reach 1,000 plays. Then they're going to label you as a hobby artist. Then they're going to throw it in this pool, whack it up, and give it to the artist that they deem fit and legit. So they say that one of the reasons they're doing this is because you got people who will take these 30-second clips, like these relaxation clips, like relaxation music. It's just like, you know, just relaxation sounds or whatnot. They whack it up into 30-second clips, upload it. That way, when somebody plays the whole 30-second clip, they get a full song play. Because payouts for the 30-second payouts don't get paid out as much as the whole song payouts. That's another thing. So that's one reason they said they're doing it. Then they said they're doing it to combat bots. But this is the thing with bots. Even if Spotify says, all right, well, we're going to make it where your song has to be a minute long to get a full stream. Well, bot playlisters and people who run bots, all they will do is instead of running the bots 31 seconds to 35 seconds a song, they'll just go from 61 seconds to 65 seconds. They'll just double the bot streaming time. That way it gets counted as it gets a full 61 seconds, which would be a second over the 60 seconds. Like these bot guys, they just evolve and adapt. You know, that's all they do. Bots is not going nowhere. As long as there's people willing to buy bot plays and views and likes to try to finesse the numbers and manipulate numbers. Let's be honest now. I mean, if you go watch Brandman podcast, which I love his podcast because they're very transparent. They'll even tell you bots were created with a purpose. I mean, it can work for some people if you got good quality, high quality content, finessing the numbers and stuff like that. Because think about it. Like you create a brand new Twitter account or a Facebook account. You start from scratch. Who wants to go follow that account right away? When you got no followers, nobody wants to go. Like, this is America, man. You know, it's like, in order for somebody to be like following you first, that would make them leaders. You know, and nobody's leaders in favor. It's like a small portion. I mean, in America, small portion of people in the world, period. It's like that small portion of people that are leaders. Most people are followers. So they want to wait till everybody's following before they follow. They don't want to be the first to follow, because then that would make them leaders. And, you know, there's a few Pied Pipers on the planet and a bunch of mice, man, a bunch of mice. But nobody wants to be the first. Like, when you ain't got no followers, you know, you got 10 followers on there. Everybody ain't running a follow unless you putting out some content that just goes viral. And then even then, you still got to put out another piece of content that goes viral. Going once ain't enough. So, the Spotify royalty changes is going to get very, very interesting. I think you're going to see a lot of lawsuits. I think you're going to see a lot of lawsuits. People are going to freak out when their music gets demonetized. They're going to get desperate to get over that threshold, you know. And basically what you're going to have to do nowadays is you're going to have to create a playlist with just all your music. And you're going to have to, you'll have to seriously find a way to get traffic to that playlist and get traffic constantly to that playlist, where you can, you know, get enough traffic to all your songs on all your catalog. And I would recommend all you unsigned artists, up-and-coming artists, stop copying the mainstream artists. Stop pumping out so much freaking music, because you're not going to be able to do it now unless you can get every single song a certain amount of plays. If not, they're going to demonetize your music, take your royalties, throw it in the royalty $1 billion bin, and whack it up across the artists they consider not hobby artists that they consider legit. So, yeah, man, stop making a shit ton of music. Don't make a music video until your song pops. Stop trying to copy everything that the mainstream artist does when you don't have a mainstream artist fan base. You know, do what people did to build fan base. You copy the things that they did, like Lil Nas X. You copy the things he did to get to the fan base. You don't copy the things that people do when they have massive fan base. You copy the things that they did to get to the fan base. Y'all doing the shit all backwards. And stop worrying about Spotify so much. Start working your YouTube. Start working your TikToks. Pump out a bunch of content on social media. Build your followers. Leverage them over to your Spotify that way. Apple Music or whatever. Because this is going to affect distributors too. Distributors are making a shit ton of money off of micropayments for unsigned artists. Like TuneCore charging, what, $1 for every time I get a payout. Well, guess what? If my music isn't getting this same amount of streams or even more throughout the year, and some of my songs are getting demonetized, guess what? My payouts are coming less and less and less. And that'd be with a lot of artists. So a lot of distributor payouts, all those micropayments they get, think about it. They got $1. If they got 100,000 people doing micro payouts in a month that are unsigned artists and they don't meet the thresholds now, that's $100,000 gone, gone, gone. Think about that. I mean, any business that $100,000 is gone, it's like, especially a distributor like that, it's not good. You know, so unsigned artists are going to be affected, because now you got to get 1,000 songs on every single song in 365 days, or your music is going to get demonetized and your royalties are going to be given away to somebody else. Old school artists are going to get demonetized and have their royalties given away to other people, because they're not all getting 1,000 plays on every single song. You know, I'm not saying no names, but I'm working some songs for some old school artists right now that they came to me with zero plays. Zero plays. I'm talking about dudes that people are paying like $1,500, $2,500 or more for a feature, getting paid shows, but they joint starting out at zero plays. Nobody checking, man. And if it wasn't for me, Day Song would not be getting monetized at all right now. Their royalties would be going to somebody else. So old school artists are going to be affected. Mainstream artists, they should be good to go. NBA Youngboy probably getting plays on every single song, every single day. I guarantee NBA Youngboy gets well over thousands of plays on every single song in his catalog every single day. All these mainstream people out here constantly pumping out music, constantly pumping out content, they're going to be good to go. They're constantly getting thrown on playlists. People are constantly streaming them on Spotify's playlists, constantly going to their This Is NBA Youngboy playlist, like the This Is Paul Masson playlist. Everybody got the This Is playlist. And a lot of people get traction from that. Like I got a song with Rampage and Lady Luck and things of that nature. So I'll get plays on This Is Lady Luck or This Is Rampage playlist as well. Because my song will pop up on them playlist because they're also featured on my music as well. And I've did a features with them. So one hand washes the other and it goes hand in hand. So yeah, man, mainstream artists are going to be good to go. Old school hip hop artists, you're going to see a lot of their music get demonetized. Those will probably be the people that are band together and try to do a class action lawsuit. I see once the demonetization comes in of people's music and a shit ton of people's music and the royalties get given away and whacked up across the board on artists that Spotify deems legit. Well, then, which is crazy because 2/3 of the music is already going to 3 labels. So this just benefits mainstream artists more, puts more control in their hands. They're trying to make it where unsigned artists can't even like make money off of distribution until they reach a certain point. So they're trying to put the power of distribution back in the mainstream labels' hands. Because mainstream labels, definitely, I'm pretty sure you go on there and look up, they probably have shares in Spotify. Then they're getting paid royalty payouts, which I would think should be conflict of interest. 2/3 of all money from Spotify goes to Universal, Warner Music Group, and Sony. So Spotify only got 1/3 of their money for our operating costs. They're paying Joe Rogan $200 million. They paid Barack Obama and Michelle Obama for a podcast that was didn't even fucking hardly do the podcast. King fucking whatever his name is, Harry and Meghan Markle screwed Spotify out of money, didn't even really do their podcast, didn't even show up. Spotify, they got to get that money back, man. And I don't get how they're going to get money back by throwing it in a $1 billion pool. I still think like some of that money is going to be going right back into Spotify's pockets to try to make up to what they're paying. Any business that's giving away 2/3 of their money, their gross income, net income, whatever, to 3 other companies, that's crazy, man. That is fucking crazy. Just even think about that. You're literally working for those 3 other companies. So I think that's a big reason why Spotify is doing this, is because they're not making no money. They haven't made a single profit yet. They're the WNBA. And I think this shit is really going to cause a lot of issues. You're going to see a lot of lawsuits, a lot of people really flipping out, going batshit crazy because their music is going to get demonetized. And they're going to be paying. That's the thing. You're going to be paying for distribution and your music won't even be monetized. But you'll still have to pay the distribution, but won't get no payouts. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I could actually talk about this topic probably all day long because this is going to be such an interesting one. So once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. We're about to ramp it up. Promo Palace LLC vlogs. Once again, my name is Paul Pickett, owner of Promo Palace LLC, promopalace.biz. definitely like, comment, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. Don't forget, get marketing promotions at promopilots.biz as well. Sign up to our email marketing database and you'll get coupon codes as well. And actually, there's a coupon code in this pop-up that you can use. Labor Day 2023, you can get 15% off music promo. But yeah, this Spotify royalty payout change is going to be interesting and crazy. I'm not freaking out over it like everybody else. I just know that I just got to reevaluate how I promote my music. I got to make sure I just promote my music in a manner where I am meeting the thresholds on all my songs throughout the year, which basically just means creating a playlist and running traffic to that day in, day out, finding the best, most effective traffic to get plays to that playlist to constantly generate streams so none of my music gets demonetized. See, I'm not looking to make it as an artist anymore, but I only make music still because I can. And I have a ton of old catalog from back to 2002 till now, you know. So I have a catalog that ranges for 21 years now. You know, I just reached the 20-year anniversary of my very first album that I released online back through CD Baby when there was no TuneCore and there wasn't no DistroKid and none of those. It wasn't a lot of CD Baby. That's when we were actually still doing physical distribution and copies. And I was actually selling some physical copies and we would have to actually send physical copies to CD Baby as well. You would have to send them the physical copies, and digital really just started hitting off and whatnot. And now everything is just fully blown digital. But I'm strongly thinking, I've been saying, me and Chris Roker, you know, been saying for a long time, it needs to go to more of the exclusivity like Ryan Leslie. Things need to go more to exclusivity the way it is now. You know, you got cats like Curtis King, like he done took his whole, all his music off of the streaming platforms, which is crazy. Which is crazy. Like, I don't think he had to go and do that. You didn't have to go that far. You know, but he was trying, he said he was trying to get him to just take it off of Spotify and Deezer. And the reason that is because Deezer and Spotify is the only ones throwing out hobby artists. Hobby artists. That's, I mean, like, I don't care if you go record one song and you go to the studio and pay your $85 an hour. That artist doesn't want to be called a hobby artist, man. Like, calling artists a hobby artist is going to be a very highly offensive thing. You talking about people being sensitive? You talking about people being sensitive? Start calling all these musicians hobby artists when their music doesn't meet a threshold or they get demonetized. And I guarantee that's going to be an artist that gets very, very sensitive. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Promo Pilots LLC vlogs. Spotify royalty changes are coming. Watch out for them at the top of the year. Try not to panic. Just reevaluate how you do things. Make sure you create a playlist that has all your music on it. You probably want to throw some mainstream music on there to try to bring traffic. And you need to push that. You can't just be saying, hey, check out my playlist. You can't just post shit and say, please listen, please listen. That's the bullshit promotion. We don't call that low budget promotion. We call that no budget promotion. When you just post something and say, please listen, please listen. I mean, that's like a bum begging for change, man. You know? Yeah, like that doesn't work, man. You got to put out content and let people organically decide if they like the content or not. Let them organically decide to come check out your content, decide if they like it. This begging for views and likes and follow for follow bullshit, it doesn't work. Just put out the content and let people react. Once again, thank you, Promo Palace LLC Vlogs, and I'm out.